any person. Tamacharitam. The narration concerning the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra, Shravanai, by oral reception, Upadharayan, simply by this process of hearing. Anishamsya para becomes completely free from envy. Rajan, O King Parikshit, Karma Bhandai, by the bondage of fruitive activities, Vimuchate, one becomes liberated. Translation and purport by the Divine Grace, Śrīla Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupāda ki. O King Parikshit, anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramachandra's pastimes, he will ultimately be freed from the disease of envy and thus be liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities. Please repeat. O King Parikshit, anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramachandra's pastimes will ultimately be freed from the disease of envy and thus be liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities. Purport. Here in this material world, everyone is envious of someone else, even in religious life. It is sometimes found that if one devotee has advanced in spiritual activities, other devotees are envious of him. Such envious devotees are not completely freed from the bondage of birth and death. And cannot enter the Sanatan Dham or the eternal pastimes of the Lord. One becomes envious because of being influenced by the designations of the body. But a liberated devotee has nothing to do with the body, and therefore, he is completely on the transcendental platform. A devotee is never envious of anyone, even his enemy, because the devotee knows that the Lord is his supreme protector. He thinks, what harm can the so-called enemy do? Thus, a devotee is confident about his protection. The Lord says, Jijatamam papadyanti tam tataiva bhajami aham. According to the proportion of one's surrender unto me, I respond accordingly. A devotee must therefore be completely free from envy, especially of other devotees. To envy other devotees is a great offense, Vaishnava aparada. A devotee who constantly engages in hearing and chanting Sravana Kirtana is certainly freed from the disease of envy, and thus he becomes eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. That is the end of Srila Prabhupada's purport to text 23 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 11, entitled Lord Ramachandra Rules the World. Ramchandra Bhagavan ki. Like the phone ringing in the class, and I don't like to see devotees answer phone call in the class. Better that I don't speak. This doesn't happen in other organizations except ISKCON. I mean in a company where we call people karmis, non-devotees, they don't do that. I've been to some Hindu temples that are not ISKCON. Is clearly written at the gate before you enter the temple room. Clearly, boldly written and pasted. Yeah. Answering phone call is an offense before the deity. It's a disrespect. And Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We look at the culture of bhakti. The Supreme Lord Krishna, who is worshipped by the Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all other demigods, when he sits with his father, Krishna never speak a word. The Krishna's activities are performed outside the presence of his superior, not even his senior brother, Balaram. Krishna never speaks before his senior. Never. You would never find in history, in any scripture, where Krishna speaks before his superiors. You never find it. His pastimes are played outside the house, not in the house. All Krishna's pastimes are not played in the house. They are outside. When Krishna is sitting with his father, he's a perfect gentle boy. He never speaks a word. Only once in Bible time you see Christians speak before his father. Only once. religious person is an ordinary person, not a devotee. A devotee has no envy. An envious person is an ordinary person. Ordinary person is an ordinary person, even if the person is chanting Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said in Chaitanya Charitamrit, Chaitanya Charitamrit, Madhya Lila, chapter what? Chapter 2, Madhya Lila, chapter 2, text 208. Envious person should never be associated with, because he's an ordinary person. And we shouldn't show envious person the respect, because it's very dangerous. He will contaminate the environment. He was speaking, Srila Prabhupada was speaking on this when Sanatana Goswami has given blessings to Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. After blessing them, and he requested all the devotees that they should give their mercy to Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. So Prabhupada mentioned, this is the behavior of a Vaishnava, a devotee. He likes to see another devotee being glorified. He likes So last man went back to the palace. He went to the office of Lama Chanda, and he reported there is a dog at the gate who would like to see you. Lama Chanda said, go and bring him in. Lakshman came there and invited the dog. The Lord would like to see you. Come. So the dog entered. Now he got a permission. So he entered. When the dog entered with a bleeding head, Brahmachanda, who is omniscient, personality of God, he knows everything. But still he asked. He's a perfect leader. A perfect leader should not take judgment on his own alone. Brahmachanda is teaching the process, the principle. Don't take judgment ago alone. You should ask your ministers. Because as conditioned souls, we don't have that ability to do things alone. And even those who are on that platform, like Srila Prabhupada, he also asked his student. One way is to train the student to understand how we are understanding the training which is going on. Second way is to teach by example that the process had to be followed, even if you are a Paramahamsa. So Prabhupada did. Lama Chanda is doing it perfectly. When Vibhishan left Ravana, and he came and joined Lama Chanda as a Rakshasa. He knows Rakshasis. After that, Ravana sent two spies to come and spy Lama Chanda. And Vishan, he saw them, he knew. From the sky, even without seeing them alone, he knows this personality is coming. They are from my brother, they are Rakshasis. And even though they have not even entered here, they have already studied everything about us. So the Vanara said, let them be arrested. Because as they have known our secret, it is very dangerous for us. They should be arrested. They were arrested. Lord Machanda was sitting there. Our enemies have been arrested. So what to do to them? The Lord did not give order. He asked all his people. So, what should we do with these personalities? All of them were giving. They should be killed because they are our enemies. Okay? Because they are spies, they have already understood everything about our strengths, our weaknesses. They have already understood that. They know our strength. They know our weaknesses. They also know our opportunities. That means they were perfect in SWOT analysis. They are perfect. They know the SWOT analysis, the principle. They already know. So, they are dangerous for us. So what to do? The Lord will have given a direct order. Let them be killed because the enemy should be killed. But you should remember, they came but they are not aggressors yet because they have never attacked. They have not attacked anyone. But Lama Chanda, being the great king, he never gave an order. He is asking his people. Does he need to do that? He's a supreme and everything is under him. Whatever thing he does is completely perfect without a mistake. So why would he have to ask from conditions of who make mistake in everything we do? He's teaching her to, how to be a good leader, how to lead. Two heads are better than one, it is said. So they gave all their different opinions, and then finally Don Mashanda said, we don't have problem with the messengers, we don't have problem with them. It doesn't matter even if they have understood everything about it. It doesn't matter who is Ravana. Let me tell you, if Ravana himself comes here now and said, I'm very sorry, I will forgive him right from now. I will forgive him completely. I would never remember anything about him any longer if he comes here now. So if I can do that to the enemy, what about the servant? Let him go. We should be concerned with the object, not the shadow. Not the shadow, the object. Ravana is the object. He is the aggressor because he has taken another person's wife. He's an aggressor. He should be killed, not the messengers, not the servants. And Ramachandra also quote the scripture. It is not proper to kill the servant. It is the master. Because they are working under somebody. Let's go for the master. Forget about it. Let them go back. They were very, very happy. They were very, very happy that Ramachandra is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who knows how to protect innocent people. Those who are innocent should be protected. Those who are culprit should be punished. Ramachandra is teaching the principle. So, the spies of Ravana went back to Ravana and fell flat at his feet. They were influenced by the powerful teaching, the life of Lord Machandra, by his treatment to them. They understood this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead without the scripture. So they went back to Ravana and told him, please, our dear master, we wish you long life. So, give Sita back to Ramchandra. Because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ravana, right? Ah, who are you to tell me this? Nobody should tell me this. No, Sita. Sita is for me. Means, death is for me. That's what it means. I have death on my head, so nobody can take it away from me. That's the result of sense gratification. Sense gratification is dangerous. A killer. Sense gratification is a dangerous killer. One will forget his or her self-interest. Ravana forgot all good advices. And he said, I spare your life now because I remember the service you have rendered. The importance of service is appreciated by even demons. But I wouldn't like to see your face again. So in other words, he banished them. Go.
Fellow Machanda,
a perfect king, ask the dog, my friend, what has happened to your head? The dog said, my lord, yesterday I was just taking my rest under your able protection. I know you are a perfect leader protecting all citizens. So the Prabhupada said, who is a citizen? A citizen is one who has taken birth in that country. He's a citizen, which means that planted trees, animals are also citizens, not only human beings. So Ramachandra is teaching this principle. Everyone who has taken birth in this country is a citizen of this country, and all of them require my protection. And he gave protection to everyone, including the animals. He's asking animal who is having a bleeding head. Here in India, there are so many cows loitering in the streets, suffering without care. This is not what Ramachandra taught Indians. I'm saying India. I didn't say America. I didn't say Japan. I didn't say Nigeria. I said India. Because you have the responsibility to protect the world. Ramachandra did not teach this. We should protect everyone, including the animals, because they are also citizens. He's talking about the dog. What about the cow? What about the cow? The dog said, my dear Lord, I have always been very, very happy and satisfied in your leadership, that nobody in your leadership has any fear of existence. Until yesterday, I was peacefully being happy under your protection, lying down, and a brahmana hit my head. And so, the injuries and bleeding. Ramachandra said, the brahmana? Said, yes. A devotee chanting Hare Krishna every day, keeping regulative principle, hearing the scriptures, and even speaking the philosophy in so many seminars. Breaking principle. That's a devotee. So what is happening with our chanting? What is happening with our philosophy? What is happening with our hearing? What is happening with all the prasadam we are taking? What is happening with our association we are taking? A devotee, after so much big philosophy, breaking principle. After so much advancement, a devotee. Acting in a way that other devotees are being disturbed, discouraged, and are feeling unprotected. How is that? A devotee. Envying other devotees and making that a devotee's service very difficult to perform because of envy. How is that? The life of a devotee. This is the issue we are addressing. We are not telling a story. It's a reality. So Ramachandra said, please, who is that brahmana? He called the name. Ramachandra sent for him. So the brahmana came. see this?" Ramachandra pointed to the door. The Brahmana said, "Yes, my lord, I can see." "Did you do this?" "Yes, my lord, I did it." "Why?" "I was chanting Hare Krishna. After chanting 64 rounds, I felt very thirsty. So I wanted to drink some water. And I met the dog was lying on the path to the pond. I want to drink water. When I asked the dog to give way, the dog was so slow and I was so thirsty from chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So I hit the head. Please don't hear about dog. We should hear about ourselves. We should hear about ourselves. A devotee was driving us some years ago from airport to Calcutta temple. He's a devotee, was driving. I was in a car with one other friend from Spain. So he came to receive us from airport to the temple. So on the way he was driving and knocked somebody down. And he was angry with the person. Why are you disturbing my devotional service? I'm so wonderful devotee. I'm doing so much service and you come on the way?" That's a devotee. It's a devotee. We are hearing of a dog. It's not a dog, it's about us. How we are doing our devotional service. "Oh, I'm going to preach. I want to preach to deliver people." And my Gurudev also in America, he was in a car. Going for a lecture, for a program. Lecture was organized where he was going. And the driver knocked a mad person down. Gurudev was the first person to come to get out of the car to go and check what has happened. But other devotee was sitting there. "This useless man, why are you disturbing our preaching? Why on earth are you on the road, by the way? You shouldn't be on the way. We are going to do important service." Gurudev came down from the car, was checking what has happened to this. The other devotee were sitting in the car there. "Don't waste our time. Let's go and preach. Preaching is the essence. Is it not?" "Yes, preaching is the essence. Why are you disturbing our preaching?" "Is that a devotee? This is a principle that Ramachandra is teaching." Suppose this man is one of your biggest donors in the temple. What will you do? I'm asking you. Suppose one of your biggest donors in the temple and your car knocked him down somehow on the way. What will you do? You rush the preaching program? What will you do? You get down to take care. So what's the difference? The soul in the body. The soul in your big donor's body and the soul in the lunatic body are different. You know, part and parcel of Krishna? Is not? Where is our understanding of Krishna consciousness? Where? Where is our understanding of Krishna consciousness? But Ramachandra is talking to the dog. So he said, "My dear, you did this." So the Brahmana said, "Yes, my lord." So Ramachandra said, he turned to his associates, who are all sages. So, my dear citizens, elite, yeah, you are the brahmanas, the brahmanas. Please, here is a dog, here is a brahmana. What did the Bhagavad Gita say? 5:18. What did the Bhagavad Gita say? 5:18. What did the Bhagavad Gita 5:18? Huh? Please, let me hear it. So, now you tell me, where does it apply in these two persons? You quoted the sloka. Very good, thank you. You know the scripture. Now, practically, show me the dog and the brahmana. Where does this principle apply in the two of them? So Ramachandra asks the brahmanas, please, what to do with this case? All the brahmanas say, a brahmana cannot be punished. Lord Ramachandra said, okay, a brahmana cannot be punished. His activity does it correspond to brahmana? Is that the activity of a brahmana? So? Should be punished. all the brahmanas were very disturbed. So what to do? So they told Ramachandra, you are the supreme personality of Godhead, so you should tell her whatever you decide we will do. Ramachandra said, no. All of you should tell me what should be done in this case. Suppose I'm not here, the supreme personality of Godhead, and you are representing me, what will you do? It's your responsibility. All the brahmanas were they went to scriptures, they were searching the scripture. Okay, all the scripture they've been studying for years. Now tell me application. Right? Prison application is more important. Not the philosophy. Prison application. Show me prison application now. I want to hear from you. Everybody were looking. So Lord Machana said, okay, since your intelligence has failed you, your intelligence has failed you, your scriptures have failed you, so let us ask the dog. A dog, a brahmana cannot find answer. A dog, you want to find answer? Lord Machana said, please, let us ask the dog. So Mr. Dog, so now you tell us. Krishna consciousness is not the body. Krishna consciousness is about the soul, not the body. So the dog said, by your permission, you have asked me to speak. This is my contribution, because you are the source of intelligence, you are the source of the mind, the senses, you are the source of everything. So you are giving me intelligence to speak, I will speak. Let this brahmana be given the post of a king. The brahmana said, a king? The dog said, yes, a king. And he should be carried on a palanquin to his kingdom. But the brahmana shouted, how is this punishment? How is this punishment? He'll be rewarded. But Ramachandra said, please, don't jump. Listen to the wisdom.
So, Mr. Dog,
what is the purport of your statement?
Can you explain?
The dog said, yes, my lord. This Brahmana have no control over his virtual vegan, Manasa, Kroda, vegan, Jiva, vegan, Udara, Upasa, vegan. He has no control. Therefore, he is a dangerous Brahmana. See his activities. It means that he has no control over his senses. So if you, the best way to punish a person is to give him a position which is very, very high. Because with that position, his ego, his envy will expand to the height of Mount Meru. That would be the level of his envy. And with that mood, he will easily destroy himself. Do you understand the wisdom? If you want to punish a person, give him or her a big position. Because he has no control over the senses, that position is very dangerous. The ego will overcome him. You get in Bhagavatam, Mahabharat, King Nahusha. Nahusha Maharaj is the Bhagavatam. You also find in Mahabharat. How did he fall down? How did he offend the Brahmanas?
He became king of heaven.
Yeah, king. Right? From the king. Why? False ego. I am the word. I'm the Lord. I'm the Lord. So the dog said, give him the position. Make him a king in Kuru Jangala. Let him become a king of the Kuru Jangala. And as the position is given to him, let him be carried on a palanquin to the kingdom with a heavy kirtan. In this way, his ego will expand. And with that ego, he will fall down in 2 days. He will only manage for 2 days, he will fall down. Then he continued, in my past life, I was a king of this kingdom. Now I am a dog, but before becoming a dog, I was a human being who is a king. In this Kuru Jangala, I was a king. I rule with complete obedience to the demigods, the Brahmanas, with all respect. I worship them. But with all my careful execution of my duties, I made a mistake. As a result of that, Yamaraj has given me this body of a dog. So one who has no control over the senses, the life is very dangerous. Even if we have a post, that is also a very big weapon to destroy us completely. We have many personalities like that in history. Nahusha is what? King Vena is another one, a demon, and many others. So Ramachandra is teaching us the process. Like a perfect example, how we should care for everyone. Exactly the way a father and a mother cares for the children. That's the attitude of a leader. That's a leader. So he was made a king and carried there on the palanquin. His ego expand. What did he use? Being a devotee, if we cannot control our anger, envy, lust, greed, illusion, madness,
Ramachandra can destroy all these impurities. All these anaratas, unwanted things. Hearing the activities of Ramachandra is potent to destroy all these things from the root. And as Prabhupada said, be eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. All right? Hare Krishna! Ramchandra Bhagwan ki! Question? Comment? Yes, Prabhu.
Dandat Pranam Maharaj, thank you for this nice class, especially on jealousy and equality of leader and Brahmana too. My question is that you are saying in your speech that Bhagwan Ram take oath to one marriage, but Krishna not. Why? What is the reason? Please explain it.
Ram
take oath.
Okay.
I have done only one marriage.
Okay.
But Krishna not.
Okay.
So why? What is the reason behind it? Please explain it.
Krishna is avatari. Ramchandra is avatara. Listen. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, avatari, the source of all avatars, including Ramchandra. Nana avatara makarubha marishu kintu. Ramadi Mrutishu Kalani Manatistana Navatarma Karush Akarubhishu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samarva Baramaha Pumanyo Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Krishna is the source of all. Nobody is the source of Krishna, but Krishna is the source of everything. Therefore, The Brahmana says, Satyam Param, Satyam Vrata, Satyam Vrata. You are also true to your vows. Krishna also took vows. What is his vow? To protect his devotees. Not to marry one wife. Because what is one wife for Krishna? Krishna can marry unlimited. He has ability to do that. He has ability to do that. So he can do that. After all of us are Krishna's wives, Prakriti. And he is Purusha. That's Krishna's position. Janmadiyata Anvayat Itarta Sartishwa Bigya Swarat. That's Krishna. He's Swarat. Param Brahma. So he can do anything and everything as he likes, at his will. All the avatars of Krishna, they are proportionately empowered according to their services. For Krishna is the power himself. He gives, nobody gives him. So he is the giver. So in Krishna Lila and Ram Lila, you see some differences there. Paramachandra.
I'm being patient with you because all of you don't know I'm not a humble person. I'm just pretending to be humble with all of you. That their phone is constantly ringing in a fool and I'm tolerating. Lord Machanda also has friends. The Christian has friends. Lord Machanda has friends. Like Guha, Sugriva, Vibhishan. Can they climb on his shoulder? They are friends, but can they climb on the shoulder? No. They would never do it. So they are friends with reverence. Krishna has friends without reverence. Sudama can climb on Krishna. Who are you? Who are you? I'm more powerful than you. Sugriva would never tell Ramchandra like that. He would never do that. Well, Sudama can tell Krishna that. I'll beat you now if you want to cry. Yes, and Krishna enjoys that. He's happy. Krishna is happy to get this from his friends. We are equal. Yeah, we are the same. Krishna feels happy. Yeah, he enjoys it. Yes. Yes. That's the difference. All right?
Thank you, Maharaj, for wonderful class. My question is this regarding this envy. We heard a lot of times that envy is the thing. If that is not going from heart, then we can't go to back home, back to Godhead. So, and a lot of time we are not aware also that we are envying to someone or not. So how to see that and then how to make that change in life? What are the proper steps we can take for that?
It is only when the one realizes he or she is sick before you go to a doctor. Is it not? So nobody will go to a doctor if you never realize you are sick. Similarly, we'll never look for a cure if you never realize we are envious. That means that our sickness is very chronic, is very, very serious. The Prabhupada said here, everyone in this material world, as the Prabhupada started, here in the material world, everyone, Prabhupada didn't say someone, he said, everyone is envious of someone else, even in religious life. It is sometimes found that if one devotee has advanced in spiritual activities, other devotees are envious of him. We all have envy. So we should know this. We should know this, that we're envious. We have given many examples. Do we feel happy if another devotee is being glorified? Do we feel happy if a devotee is being glorified, is being honored, and is promoted? We feel happy? No. We'll be disturbed. Okay, let me make an example. If a Srila Prabhupada just come here now, if Srila Prabhupada just come now, just appear here, I say, please, my dear devotee, I want you to point one devotee here for me. I want to send him back to Godhead. Just point one devotee here for me. I will send that devotee back to Godhead. Whom will you appoint? You You see, we are all envious. Prabhupada confirmed that we are all envious. But we agree that he would appoint himself. Not even me. He would appoint himself. Means that envy is there. Yes. For when we have no envy, he would appoint somebody else. This Prabhu, come out for Prabhupada. That means no envy. For not pointing somebody else except oneself is envy. So we should be convinced that we have envy. Then we can start walking towards it. We can now try to hear the activities of Lord Krishna with full attention. That is the medicine to destroy envy. If we want to cure envy, we should serve the person whom we are envying. Serve the person whom we are envying. If I'm envious of you, if I want to get cured, I should serve you. That's how we can get free from envy. Serve the person. Because, you see, when you humble yourself to do the service, the envy will be destroyed. The envy will go. So service is important. Chanting the holy name with absorption. With absorption. And do our services with care. With the care and attention. We will get purified and purified and purified and finished. Be free. Hare Krishna. Shema.